In Northwest News from KPLU, a new report from a statewide citizens committee on pipeline safety is calling foul on a federal proposal. The 13-member panel says the interstate agreements that authorize local response to pipeline issues could be rescinded. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The Citizens Committee on Pipeline Safety was created by the legislature 15 years ago after a tragic explosion in Bellingham that killed a man and two boys. There was also extensive property damage. According to an investigation by the state that took 3 years to complete, the line to the oil refinery at Cherry Point had ruptured and the Olympic Pipeline Company was at fault. Those kinds of incidents are ongoing, says Anna Gill. She's the outreach manager for the committee, which is part of Washington's Utilities and Transportation Commission.
These things do happen. There was an incident in Anacortes that ended up being non-jurisdictional to us, but we were able to send somebody up there immediately and have them assess the situation and make that determination, because sometimes you don't know.
In that case, the company was not at fault. The latest annual report from the Citizens Oversight Committee says the federal government is threatening to take away states' authority over interstate pipelines. Their concern is that the inspectors would have to come from too far away, slowing response times and loosening enforcement. There are 9 interstate transmission pipelines in Washington. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.